Our children are growing up before our very eyes. As they get bigger, so do the challenges they face. They're working out who they think they are, surrounded by opinions, friends, and so many screens. The world around them seems really loud. As those who love them, we can help them hear their loving Heavenly Father's voice as we share God's good story for growing up with them. Our brand new series of podcasts for parents and families are here to help. It's part of our Growing Up resources. There are 7 episodes just for parents as we hear from the experts, understand the issues, and remind our own hearts of the good story. And 6 kids episodes for the whole family to enjoy together, packed with fun facts, Bible truth, and great questions to get you talking. Together, let's start good conversations with our children about bodies, gender, and marriage. They're growing up, so come on, let's share God's good story. Don't miss an episode of this exciting series. Head to faithinkids.org for all the details about growing up.
Hello, I'm Ed. This is the Faith in Kids podcast. I could not be happier to be with you again. And as always, I'm joined by...
Hello, I'm Jam. Very excited. We're back with the Faith in Kids podcast.
Ah, terrific. We're sat at a table together. Are you locked in a car so you can't leave before the end of the podcast?
That's very much how many of our listeners enjoy the podcast, with no choice, sat in the back.
We actually get stories of people listening to it on the school run in Tasmania and in Ecuador.
Yeah.
Where are you?
Where are you? We've got a whip around question. Let's just get straight into it, shouldn't we? And that is, Ed, I know that you do love to go out on adventures, especially outdoors. You're a bit more outdoorsy than me. But what is in your emergency pack for a big adventure?
Okay, so if I only get to pack 3 things and it's a big adventure, there's always going to be a chocolate bar. Because when the anger and the frustration with Dad for taking us too far on the adventure starts, get them in a chocolate bar.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, you could always just not take them too far and not need a chocolate bar, but I can see, I mean, your family are listening to this going, yes, Jam, please tell him that.
Short walks and just a drink of water. I think I am always the dull man who brings a waterproof.
Okay.
Because the cold is an enemy.
Yeah.
And I'd say the final thing I'd jam in would be... Go on, let's have a compass because you don't know where you're going.
Okay, this is how different we are because I just make sure that I've got 2 or 3 pound coins for parking so that I don't have to walk as far. But anyway, if you're listening in a car, at home, in your living room, have a chat about what you would have in an emergency pack for your adventure.
And you can't agree as all the members of the family. If you all think the same 3 things, something's gone wrong. Someone needs to bring a firework. Off you go. What are you going to pack in your emergency bag? Go.
Firework, Ed.
Yeah.
Firework.
Look, come on.
Okay, how did you get on? What did you agree would go in your emergency pack? I mean, this is separate from the first aid kit, which is obviously a bit of a given.
That mum takes that.
Mum takes that, okay. So, Ed, why are we talking about emergency packs for big adventures?
The question we're looking at today, Jam, is will I always be happy? Will I always have exactly what I want? Will I always be able to get out of whatever the problem is in my life with what I need to get through? Will I always be happy?
That's a really good question. And we're going to talk about Peter now, aren't we? And why are we talking about Peter?
Well, we're looking at Peter's letter. Peter wrote two letters in our Bible, 1 Peter, 2 Peter. 2 Peter's actually the tricky letter. It's not a place you often go, but we're going to tackle it in four podcasts. So before we do that, let's get to know Peter a bit better with fun facts.
Fun facts about fishermen and fishing and fish, because Peter was a fisherman. It is very hard to catch a fish if it's going fast. Do you know what the fastest fish in the ocean is and how fast it can go?
I just simply don't. I want to say a dolphin.
The sailfish can swim at 68 miles an hour. That's the speed limit on a motorway, pretty much.
So quick, look over. What speed is your car doing at the moment? Can you go faster than a sailfish?
If you're on the school run, then it's probably 30, 40 miles an hour. But here's the cool thing. How fast can a human swim?
Oh, very slow. Like, I don't know. Let's say 4 miles an hour?
6 miles an hour is pretty much the fastest. And in 2017, Olympic medalist Michael Phelps put on a monofin, whatever that is, and pitted his mad swimming skills against those of a hammerhead and great white shark.
Yes.
I don't think he was in the same pool as them, but given how fast they go... And Phelps...
That would honestly be funny. When I say go, all of you swim. Oh, you've just eaten the contestant.
I tell you what, if I'm in a pool with a shark, I'm swimming a lot faster than I would. That's going to help me go faster than fins. But he managed to get a speed of 8.8 miles per hour. Okay?
And he was really going some.
He's the fastest swimmer on Earth.
Right.
A marlin can swim at 50 miles an hour. And a tuna can swim at 47 miles per hour. But I think it only swims that fast if you start waving a tin around underwater. They don't like the sight of tins.
Well, many of us didn't even realise it was a fish called tuna. We just thought it sort of grew on a tree.
Yes, that's right.
A tin of tuna.
Yes, tuna occurs naturally in tins.
Yes.
In the forests of Ecuador.
Does it really?
Yes, that's right. It does not. The biggest fish in the ocean is the whale shark.
Now, we just need to be clear, Jan, if you don't mind me saying, that we need to be clear the difference between a fish... and a mammal, because as we all know, the biggest living creature in the sea is a blue whale, but it is a mammal. It breathes air, not oxygen from the water. That's why you are exactly right to say the whale shark is the biggest fish in the sea.
Because sharks are fish. It just happens to be almost the size of a whale, which is why it's called the whale shark. It can grow up to 12 meters long and be as heavy as 18.7 tons. That's sort of double-decker bus heavy.
Wow, Jam.
Here's the last thing. Fish will always see you coming, apart from sharks. Why? Because they don't have eyelids. Sharks are the only fish to have eyelids.
Does that mean fish are the only things that can sleep?
Well, sleeping is a problem because, so sometimes they find a quiet corner and sort of rest, but they can't close their eyes.
I just didn't know that.
So do fish even sleep? Is that a thing? That's a big philosophical question that we don't want to get sidetracked with.
Can I just say, Jam, I'm right now remembering why I love fun facts. This is brilliant.
Thank you very much. And they're very fun to find. And those are the closest I can get to finding out about fish and catching fish and fishermen, because we're talking about Peter.
Who would have loved to have sat down with us and told us the fun facts of fishing on the Sea of Galilee. He was a fisherman who knew stuff about fish. We're looking at his second letter. You can find it in your index in your Bible at 2 Peter. It's the tricky letter. We're going to untricky it for you today. Jam, will you read for us 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 1 to 3, the very first three verses of the letter?
Definitely. Here we go. From Simon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to you who have received a faith as valuable as ours. You receive that faith because our God and Saviour Jesus Christ is fair and does what is right. Grace and peace be given to you more and more. You will have grace and peace because you truly know God and Jesus our Lord. Jesus has the power of God. His power has given us everything we need to live and to serve God. We have these things because we know him. Jesus called us by his glory and goodness.
Will I always be happy? We're asking because we all struggle sometimes. Things don't work out like we hoped. Life can feel hard. And when we're sad, we find ourselves wondering, does God actually even care? Because we know what we need to be happy, so why doesn't he just give it to us? That's what we're thinking about today. Because if it was down to us, what would we pack? I hope there was a huge difference in what you said. I hope one of you said, in my emergency bag, I've got candy floss, my swimming trunks, and a teddy bear. I hope one of you said, I've got the firework. I've got the dental floss and I've got a toothbrush. But then there's always a sensible answer, which is I need my pyjamas, I need my box of cereal, a raincoat, a toothbrush, some soap and three pairs of clean pants. What is it we need for that adventure? If it was left to us, we'd probably just bring the fun stuff. Did you hear what this verse promises us? Jesus has the power of God. His power has given us everything we need to live and to serve God. His power has given us everything we need. That is one of those bonkers Bible promises. No matter where you are, what you're doing or how you're feeling, if you're trusting Jesus, you get to say, He has given us everything we need. Huh. Who knew? Have you seen the film Mary Poppins? Is it called Mary Poppins?
It is called Mary Poppins.
Okay. Now, Mary Poppins has that incredible bag, and out of it comes the most incredible things, things you can't even imagine it. You know, she gets even a coat stand out of her bag that she just pops over her shoulder. God's bag has everything we need in it. It's a bonkers bag. The things come out of it that we just wouldn't have worked out we needed, but they are there making life feel possible. For instance, do you have a dad who reads you Bible stories, perhaps before bed? That is what you need to get enough Jesus in your day. Do you have a Sunday school teacher who helps you to make crafts or opens the Bible with you and asks you great questions? What a blessing that leader is in your life. Do you have a toy that you get to share with others, a favorite toy that teaches you that sharing is always better than grabbing? Maybe you have songs you listen to in the car or in the kitchen or in your room. Songs that sing truths about God. Those awesome cutlery, Colin Buchanan, Randall Goodgame, Michael Tinker. Those songs are a blessing in your life, teaching you what is true. Do you have a sister who annoys you? God has given her to you as a gift for you to learn patience. Do you have a big brother who seems to always be like another parent to you? Why can't I just do it my way? That big brother is teaching you the joy of wisdom. Everything you need, God has given you in your life in some incredible, quirky places. He knows just what you need. So even in the tears, even in the anger and the frustration, you get to say, how is this part of the everything I need today? What is God up to in my life? I'm going to pray. Dear Father, I thank you that you are up to something good in our lives. I thank you that we know you have given us everything we need. Sometimes it doesn't feel like it, and that's all right. Because you know what we need, and you are up to something good. Help us occasionally just to catch it and know what's happening. Amen.
Amen. I haven't said this for a while, and it gives me great pleasure to say, Ed's got questions.
If you're under five, what do you need right now? If you're 5 to 7, could you name something God has given you today that you could thank him for? 8s to 11s, just say this verse with me that we're looking at. His power has given us everything we need. His power has given us everything we need. What do you love about that verse? Finally, over 11s, think of a time when it did go wrong. How did God give you what you needed?
You can have a chat about those now, or those questions will be with you again at the end of the podcast, because we're going to move on. We've got a little sketch about Peter, the writer of this letter. He knew what it was to not be happy. He was a fisherman, and one time he went out to fish, and you know what he caught? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. But then Jesus turned it all upside down. This is a conversation he has when he goes into a fish and chip shop to get some fish and chips.
And remembers that time in his life.
He does.
Let's go. Evening.
Oh, good evening. What can I get you?
Fish and chips, please.
Small problem, I'm afraid. We don't actually have any fish.
But this is a fish and chip shop.
Yeah, I know. I'm not so thrilled about it.
But surely you need fish to run a fish and chip shop, or it's a chip shop.
Yeah, thanks for the tip. I'll write that one down. No, our fish delivery just hasn't actually turned up this week.
It reminds me of the time I didn't have any fish, back when I was a fisherman on the Lake of Jacinarat.
Can you hear seagulls?
Yeah, we're back on the shore of the lake.
Oh, those seagulls are a real problem for food hygiene.
It's okay, it's just a flashback. They're not actually in your shop.
Okay.
So, here I am, back on the shore of the lake.
Uh-huh.
I'm there, washing my nets, feeling sad. I've been out all night, and we hadn't caught a sausage.
You know you didn't actually catch sausages? You make those?
I know, it was a figure of speech. Oh. The point is, we fished all night and didn't get anything. Anyway, I heard this crowd coming.
Oh yeah, I think I hear them too.
I know, it's a good flashback, isn't it? Anyway, Jesus was trying to teach this crowd, but they were all over him. So he borrows one of our boats and pushes it out and teaches the crowd from the boat.
Wait, but he can walk on water.
He can, he did. But that day he wanted to teach. Walking on water is quite distracting.
Oh, yeah, I suppose so, because you're listening with your ears, but the whole time your brain and eyes are completely freaking out at a man standing on water.
So, after he's done the teaching, he tells me to push out a bit further and let down the net for a catch. I was thinking, a carpenter knows where all the fish are. I do not think so. I mean, that's like me telling you how to run your fish and chip shop.
Except that you literally just did that.
Fair. So, I said to Jesus, let down the net, forget it, there's nothing out there. But when Jesus said stuff, you just did it. In no time, we were catching so many fish, the nets were starting to break. I had to get James and John to bring over the other boat, but even with two boats, we nearly sank.
But you were never going to drown. Not if you're with someone who can walk on water and calm storms.
Yeah, that is true. And at that moment, surprisingly, I did feel safe because Jesus was with me. And if you've got Jesus, you have got everything you need. And then, is that a lorry reversing? I don't remember that in the story.
Oh, yeah, no, that's not in the story. That's actually now. Oh, my fish delivery has arrived. Oh, you can have your fish and chips after all.
Great. Although I really want sausages now.
Oh, of course you do. Coming up.
Did I tell you about the time I saw 2,000 pigs charge into the lake?
Can we save that for another time?
Sure. Sorry.
We're going to wrap up with a song now from our friends Awesome Cutlery, who played this song live at Word Alive. And the song is called God Has Given Us Everything We Need.
Because when we find ourselves asking that big question, will I always be happy? The answer is probably not, but God does give us what we need.
Everything we need, God has given us everything we need. When life seems like an uphill struggle, it's Jesus who is strong. Rising onward through joy and troubles, our Saviour is cheering.
There we go. Beginning of 2 Peter. Done.
The tricky letter has just got a bit easier.
Absolutely. Can't wait to be with you next time. Till then, cheerio.
Bye-bye. If you're under 5, what do you need right now? If you're 5 to 7, Could you name something God has given you today that you could thank him for? 8s to 11s. Just say this verse with me that we're looking at. His power has given us everything we need. His power has given us everything we need. What do you love about that verse? Finally, over 11s. Think of a time when it did go wrong. How did God give you what you needed?
What about knives?
No, that's illegal.
Okay. Oh, no, big knives are illegal.
Oh, you mean like a pen knife?
Pen knife.
Okay. Yeah, maybe a pen knife.
Yeah.